When it first passed, the Park District pension law was seen as a possible model for future ones. It was drafted in cooperation with SEIU, the union representing most of the workers.
We were in total agreement with changes to current employees and future employees. And obviously something has to be done. We know that. Something has to be done in order for a pension to be there for people 20, 30 years from now. Or even, I believe it was, they were going to be insolvent in about 15, 20 years.
But SEIU's Adam Rosen says that fell apart when, at the last minute, legislators added a provision that cut how much already retired workers would get in future pension payouts.
When you include things that were obviously blatantly unconstitutional, it sets a different standard of what happened in negotiating. This wasn't agreed upon, and you can't just slip it in the last minute. We're going to fight it, and we believe we'll win.
Rosen says the union waited to sue to see how other cases turned out and has them on its side. In May, the Illinois Supreme Court struck down a massive law that would have reduced teachers' and state workers' retirement benefits. The state's high court set to hear arguments this fall on a law affecting City of Chicago employees' pensions. Municipalities statewide say they're struggling with pension costs. This lawsuit's yet another sign of the trouble Illinois lawmakers face as they seek to decrease government's pension costs and to restore the emaciated funds. I'm Amanda Vinicky.